Everyone only has 24 hours in a day. Well, how do the most successful and the wealthiest people in the world, like Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, how do those individuals create much, much more wealth than the individuals that are trading their time for money? It's because they understand leverage and they understand investing. Welcome to the Rich Drummers Report, where we talk real estate, business, and wealth building, all while keeping it real. No fluff, no BS. I hope that you enjoy the show. All right, guys, welcome to another episode of The Report. Today, I am Roland Solo, and we are going to talk about why you cannot save your way to wealth and why you must invest and you must understand the word leverage and how to utilize leverage to truly get ahead. I love Dave Ramsey, great guy, has a lot of great principles. I think he's great for getting people out of consumer debt, but you're never going to truly get wealthy by saving. No one truly gets wealthy by skipping out on the Starbucks every single morning. You can't save your way to zero. Everyone's got a baseline of what they need to spend every month in order just to survive. But on the flip side, your earning potential is unlimited. So you got to invest your money in order to build wealth, and you must understand leverage to truly get ahead. If you're trading your time for dollars, everyone only has 24 hours in a day. Well, how do the most successful and the wealthiest people in the world, like Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, how do those individuals create much, much more wealth than the individuals that are trading their time for money? It's because they understand leverage and they understand investing. So what are the forms of leverage? So there's a lot of different forms of leverage. For simple terms, buying a real estate deal, that is a form of leverage. You got you're leveraging the lender who, you know, provides a mortgage for you so you can buy the real estate. Let's say you put down 20% on a real estate deal. You're getting a 5x multiple on your money because you can put 20% down and control an asset that is worth five times your down payment, which gives you a 5x multiple. So if that property goes up by 10%, since you have the 5x multiple, you really made a 50% return on your money. You're utilizing the property manager who's going to manage the property for you, who's going to deal with all the day-to-day, going to deal with signing leases, showing the property, all the headaches, all the back and forth. You're utilizing contractors if you're doing renovations. You're leveraging the tenants who are going to pay the mortgage for you and help you build wealth. So that is one form of leverage. Another one is investing passively in real estate syndications or funds. All of the passive investors who invest in my real estate deals, they understand leverage because they are taking their money and investing it passively because they understand the best use of their time is not necessarily learning to become a high-level real estate investor and doing it themselves. Their best use of their time is in their given career or their prospective business, which they know best and they know how to make the money. And then they take that money and invest it into deals like mine or invest it with other operators to give them a nice return passively. Another form of leverage is hiring a part-time assistant. I think that would be like for any business owner or entrepreneur out there. The first hire is typically a part-time assistant, and you delegate out those day-to-day tasks that you don't enjoy doing, the tasks that you quite frankly are not good with or you don't want to do. Well, you leverage out those tasks, and then you take the time that you saved by leveraging out or delegating out those tasks, and you reallocate that time towards higher producing activities. I always say, one of the best studies that you can do as an entrepreneur who's, you know, making your first hire is you make a list. You make a list with three columns, and on the far left column, you write down everything that you do not like doing and everything that you are not good at. And then in the middle column, you write down everything that you're good at, but you don't like doing. And then in the right-hand column, you write down everything that you are good at and you enjoy doing. And so the first list or column that you delegate out when you hire someone is the far left column, everything you're not good at doing and things that you don't enjoy doing. And then eventually, once you hire and delegate out as much as possible, your day-to-day tasks really should only be on that focus on that right-hand column where you are only doing tasks that you love doing and that you're good at. And so that is a good study that you should do as a new entrepreneur looking to kind of figure out what tasks you should delegate out and which ones you should focus on. Another form of leverage is social media. So putting out content on social media, right? It's a form of leverage. I can shoot a 30-second video and I can put it out on YouTube Shorts. I can put it out on TikTok, Facebook Reels, Instagram Reels. And if one of those clips goes viral, I could potentially get you know, 30,000 views or 3 million views on a video that took me 30 seconds to film. And that clip is going to go on and on and on. People are going to see it while I'm sleeping. That is a form of leverage. This podcast, that is a form of leverage. If I just had a simple conversation interviewing someone where we had no microphones, we had no cameras, we would not be utilizing any leverage. It would be a one-for-one conversation. However, you bring in a couple microphones and a couple cameras, and now we can repurpose this conversation and put it out on YouTube. We can put it out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We can chop up that episode into a bunch of highlight reels and put them out on Instagram Reels, etc. And now we're taking that one conversation and leveraging it out there and getting, you know, a ton of views and a ton of downloads from that one conversation. That is a form of leverage. Another form of leverage is raising, the ability to raise and multiply money. So if you are investing in real estate and you are raising capital from investors to multiply their money, that is a form of leverage. Uber Eats, getting your groceries delivered, that's a form of leverage. You know, getting your groceries delivered, that's saving you time so you can focus on making more money with the time that you saved. Hiring a cleaning lady, that's another form of leverage. For me to go clean my apartment that I live in, it would probably take me 3 hours of my time. Well, I can hire a cleaning lady and pay her $150 to clean my apartment, do my laundry, all that sort of thing. And quite frankly, she's got a lot better at it than I would be. And I can go and reallocate those 3 hours that I'd save into making a lot more than $150 that I'd be spending having my place cleaned. Another one is why people that wait at Costco to get gas. People will wait at Costco. These lines, every time I go to Costco, are like 30-minute lines, and people are waiting in these 30-minute lines to save 30 cents a gallon on their gas. Well, if you really do the math, at 30 cents a gallon, you're saving 30 minutes. Okay, so maybe you save $4 on filling up a tank. Maybe it's $5, but you're going to wait 30 minutes. So those people that are waiting in line at Costco really don't understand the form of leverage. They don't understand what leverage means because they're waiting 30 minutes to potentially save a few bucks. So they're only valuing their time at like $8 or $9 an hour. What I would rather do is, you know, save that time, go to a gas station that's immediate, save that time, and then go use that time to go make more money. You know, here's another example. So I'm in the middle of a capital raise right now. We are raising capital for our boutique hotel fund that we just launched. So I'm having a lot of conversations with investors, but I can jump on a 10-minute phone call and have a 10-minute conversation with an investor who ends up investing $200,000 in our fund or our offering. That is a $1 million an hour activity for me to spend $10. I guess that's $1.2 million. If I spend 10 minutes having a conversation with an investor who ends up investing $200,000, that is a $1.2 million per hour activity. So the idea that, you know, I would go and wait in line at a Costco to save $4 or $5 on gas and sit there and wait for 30 minutes when I could be having these conversations and bringing in a lot more money than the $5 or $6 that I would save is absurd. So this is exactly why the solopreneurs or the mom and pop business owners or the mom and pop landlords who we target to buy these hotels from never truly get ahead is because they don't understand the form of leverage. Again, everyone in the world has the same 24 hours in their day. And the reason why some get ahead and truly get wealthy and others never get ahead is because some people understand leverage and most people don't understand leverage. So if you want to get ahead, you must learn to invest your money. You must understand how to leverage resources to save your time so you can focus on higher producing activities. Anyways, hope this was helpful for you guys. We just launched our boutique hotel fund. We're super excited about it. If any of you guys are interested in investing, you can go to summerscapital.com/invest to book a call and we can get to know each other. But anyways, hope this was helpful. I appreciate all you guys tuning in. We'll see you in the next one. Peace.